Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in Monday, the 4th of May, right here on Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Should be back tomorrow. Streaming live, we are. We are from KCNRradio.com. 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with me.
It is Star Wars, National Star Wars Day.
Oh, right. National today?
That's today.
Oh, because May 4th.
Yeah, of course. I've got some Star Wars music queued up, so we'll have some fun. And National.
Okay, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Our first hour is going to be open line, my friends, so stand by. I've got stuff, but if you've got stuff, feel free to give me a call and hop on the show. It's free. And it is. Well, it's free for you. It's never free for us here. But it's free for you. Hop on. Be part of the show. Something stuck in your craw or anything, just, you know, call up and let us know what's going on. Or good things. Good things. You know what? How about talking about something that said, hey, you know what? This happened over the weekend. It was really cool. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So, anyway, okay, we've got Star Wars. Okay. National Days. Or what were you going to say and I interrupted you?
National
sorry.
Orange Juice Day also.
Whoa. You know, people are saying that, and I've read, that orange juice today, the oranges today, do not have the same qualities, good qualities, you know. I mean, they still got good stuff in them. Don't misunderstand me. But because the oranges are a different kind than, say, they were 20 years ago. That's why when you get oranges, like from somebody who grows them on their own tree, they literally taste totally different, in my opinion, that I've tried, than oranges you buy at the store. Isn't that weird?
Why is that?
I don't know. You know, except that maybe they're brands that that the ranchers use, the farmers use, that grow faster, maybe have more juice in them or something like that. So they're a little bit different. Oh, and maybe doesn't have the, you know, the content. I mean, I can't tell you the difference, you know, that I've noticed a big difference over the years in what they taste like. I just don't, you know, it just that, you know, today's oranges just taste different than oranges off somebody's tree that, you know, that tree's been producing for decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, in my humble opinion,
if anyone knows why, call in.
I-M-H-O. I-M-H-O, in my humble opinion.
Oh, yes.
You know how long it took me to learn what that was? I think I was this old when I found that out. There's other acronyms like that. I have no idea.
L-M-A-O, but I'm not going to tell you what that means.
Oh, no. Laughing my, you know, off.
Rear off.
You know, yeah. L-M-A-O. Okay. Got that one. What's the other one? WTF, but that's been around forever. And
there's a new one out there called TRDL.
Okay.
Too long didn't read. TLDR. Meaning
too long didn't read.
Meaning your article or post is way too long for me to read.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So if you say, give me the TLDR, that means the facts.
Okay. Now, I've also been watching, I watch reels now and then when I have some time. This guy is interviewing BYU, Brigham Young University students, all Latter-day Saints. And they've got terms and things for things that are just hilarious. And, I mean, and I can't even talk about them on the show. Because then I'd have to explain them.
College students.
Well, yeah. But they're hilarious. And you ask questions. What's your favorite party drink? Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah.
That's water.
Yeah.
Water without ice.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. You know, oh, I'll have a Coke and that's, I have a Diet Coke with coconut cream in it.
Yeah, it's code for something.
No. That's what they do. No, they don't drink. It's against the law.
I got it.
It's against the law in the Mormon Church. And caffeine.
Yeah, they don't like caffeine.
No, don't like caffeine at all. Well, Mom used to have lemonade in our refrigerator when we lived in Idaho because I had a bunch of LDS friends.
Some of them don't like monogamy, but that's a different...
That's a different sect.
That's Utah.
That's right. Well, yeah, or along the Arizona border. But, okay, where were we? Okay, national orange juice.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's it, of note.
Well, how about the weather then today? Doesn't look good. Slight chance of rain and thunderstorms before 4 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 4 and 5. Then a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms after 5 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 65 today. Chance of precipitation, 40%. Looks like more. And tonight, same thing. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 73. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, sunny. Uh-oh, get this. Thursday, sunny with a high near 84. Friday, sunny with a high near 87. Saturday, sunny with a high of 94. And you ready for this? Sunday, 98.
All right, we're getting into
summer. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to be spoiled. I wanted this to be the coolest summer. 98 on Sunday. When it starts getting over 90, you start riding the horse earlier.
Yes, yes.
And there's some... the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Kenny Family that started this. Chuck and Judy started their business close to 30 years ago. Three generations of the Kenny family are working there, in fact. I know all of them. Great, great people, great kids. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They provide outstanding service. It's locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Totally recommend them. And Chuck and I are having breakfast together on Thursday. He and Judy travel a lot. Now.
Okay.
And he comes back, and you'll see me out there driving a truck. He's doing something. He's got another. His mind is always working, and he's got another business he's opening up.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, get into it with him. I mean, have to retire from here and get into it with him.
You were talking about oranges earlier. I had something this week that I never had before. A kumquat. You ever tried those?
I've had it.
Man,
tell me.
What's
it look like?
It's about the size of like a.
Yes.
A little tomato.
Yeah, but they're orange.
They're orange.
And like, they come from trees.
Almost a yellowish, and they're very citrusy. I was like, no thanks. I'm not going to have another
some
one.
Of them, some of them aren't. Some of them can be very sweet.
Okay.
The lady next door has, I believe it's a kumquat tree.
Yeah.
And her big thing is trying to clear them off the sidewalk. Because, you know, once they start falling.
I can see that.
Oh, my gosh. But she doesn't mind a bit if I come through there and just grab, you know, a hat full of kumquats.
Take them.
Don't shake the tree. Okay. okay, so 98 this Sunday.
We talked about getting on the horse early. The same as with age, right? If you're 98, you get on the horse a little earlier
day. You have to start earlier so you can get up on the horse.
Right.
We were talking about this the other day when I was at the Chicks and Chaps extravaganza, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But I tell you what, let's have a break. But I will say, out at the stable where we keep Odina the Wonder Horse.
Yes.
There's probably, let me see, 16, 17 horses out there.
Okay.
At any one time. I am the only guy.
Really?
I am the only man, except for Casey, who owns the stable.
Right.
That's fair.
Is that a good thing for him or not?
Well, no. I mean, he lives there with his wife and two beautiful little kids.
Right.
And his wife, Jamie. And so he's... And horses will find ways to destroy things just because they sit there and they look at it and they go,
they don't want it there anymore.
Oh, that hose right there. If I pull on it, what happens?
Yeah.
Well, it cuts all your water off. Or how about if I just put my foot on this rail? What happens? Well, then Casey's out there welding new rails in. He's repairing. He says, your horse damages something. I'll fix it, but you're paying for it.
I grew up in.
You know, you got to have stuff like that.
I grew up in rural South Carolina and a lot of dairy farms and stuff around. Yeah, and I remember one day seeing a horse run through the junior high parking lot.
Oh,
one had gotten loose.
Yeah. Oh, you think something will get you up? Here's a phone call that will levitate you out of the bed. Hey, your horses are out.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wow. So, okay. Hey, let's take our first break. And this is Open Line. I've got a lot of stuff to talk about, but why don't you all join in and just give me a call and tell me something that you think is important that's going on around town. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Francisca has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back. Because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReddingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Glock Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReddingRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
D These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and may the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you today. I saw the original Star Wars, the original three, and frankly, never enjoyed any of the others.
Yeah, I have
as
to go.
As much as I enjoyed the first three.
I have to agree with you on that one.
Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Princess Leia.
Yeah. Chewbacca.
Chewbacca.
R2-D2.
Yeah, I mean, it changed. Movie history.
Oh yeah,
and you know, because after that, everything came. So, and you know, it was just a Western.
Yeah, in space.
It was a Western in space.
Yeah,
and that shootout in the saloon. Yeah,
of course. All of that. Again, like I was saying, I grew up in southern rural South Carolina.
Yeah,
Greenville was the closest movie theater. It played there for a year, an entire year.
Except on Halloween when they played the Rocky Horror Picture Show, probably.
Well,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Our phone line's here, 530-605. Better look at the board. Let me look at the board here. 605-4567. It's open line Monday until 8, so give me a call if you want to. This weekend, a couple big events. Chicks and Chaps.
Yeah.
Now, Chicks and Chaps is the annual, they have an annual fundraiser. It's a lunch and entertainment and guest speakers that address cancer and breast cancer. And it was held down at the Seniors Center because they had more room. They had it, and they moved it from the rodeo ground so they could expand it because they were having to turn away so many people. And so it was down at the Senior Center. And, 250?
Wow.
250 people, maybe more, were there. Because we were setting tables up, set all these tables up. And then I left to go get some stuff. And when I came back, there were more tables set up.
Oh, God.
And my job was to pour wine.
Okay.
Because they had a full bar going there. But we also had mimosas. And my buddy, Javier, and I poured mimosas. Let me tell you, mimosas were very popular that morning. So, but it was a great event. They honored a 104-year-old lady who had survived breast cancer, like in her 90s. So, yeah. So, it was a very successful event. Asphalt Cowboys did the meal along with Carlene's. Yeah, a big shout out to Carlene's. Deja Vu and Carlene's restaurant, because she had some of her people in there, and the food was just excellent, and I think everybody had a great time. Live auction, thanks, big shout out to Lee Luff, but to the committee there, Terry and Will Linda and Sheila and Brandy and let me see who else, Renee and Michelle, anyway, all of them, been working on this thing for months, and it came out really well. So big shout out, and they raised a lot of money to help local breast cancer survivors and people that are going through that. And they provide money for babysitting if that needs, to hotel rooms, they're getting treatments. They provide money right back into our community. Okay, Rich, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
A couple quick things. I believe the League of Women Voters, I believe it's Thursday evening at the Riverfront Playhouse. Double check their Facebook page for the exact time and day, but they're going to hold some kind of an informational forum on Measure B. Now, the curious thing is, they've refused, because we've inquired, we, the proponents of Measure B, have inquired, are you going to have a proponent on? Or, I mean, who's going to be given the information and ask questions, answer questions? Nothing. Crickets. So, I'm not sure how fair and unbiased this particular meeting is going to be, but, you know, interesting. And then the second issue, the board of supervisor meeting tomorrow has four election contracts on consent, by the way, four of them late, two of them are expired by 4 months, one of them expires at any day, and they're shoving Runbeck, problems with Runbeck, can you see overspray, yada yada, so they're shoving this down our throat last minute, 28 days before an election. It is mismanagement at the highest levels. County council, certainly, because it's their job to approve contracts as to form and content. But, it's very interesting. I encourage people to look up those contracts online. There's no, it's what's called an escape clause for the Runbeck printing, which is a 5.5-year contract. There is no escape clause if we were to choose to do printing with another vendor or even ourselves as a county. There's no escape clause to do that. So we will be stuck with Runbeck for 5.5 years. So I encourage everybody to call, email, write, carrier pigeon, the Board of Supervisors, show up and voice your opinions on these matters. This is not a good day tomorrow. It needs to be fixed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
But appreciate the time, Carl. Thanks.
Go to work. And just to remind everybody, that was Richard Gallardo, who is running for District 1 supervisor. So, Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing really good.
Did you hear about Shakira?
Shakira?
You know Shakira, the singer?
Oh, no.
She had 2 million people at a concert. 2 million people at a concert in Rio de Janeiro. It was on the beach.
I wish I had time to listen to that, but there's more important to Shasta
okay.
County.
All right. You know? I just thought I'd throw that out there. Yeah. That was kind of 2 million people going to see somebody sing. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, no.
Okay, what you got?
Well, you know, I think it shows why the investigation was just released regarding Clint Curtis in the election department. What's been going on for a long, long time. And yet the board supervisors had an opportunity this last meeting, the special meeting, to remove and replace Clint Curtis in a different department. And instead they protected him. And because what did they say? Oh, it's too close to the election. So what they did, they protected him in their position because they're running, so they're afraid that they will jeopardize their position to be reelected. And, you know, what really bothers me in the investigation where I found it's criminal, you know, for someone to threaten someone to say, for the people who don't want to follow instructions, we will just kill them. Come on. Are you serious? And these guys knew, the board of supervisors read this investigation, and yet they still didn't discipline him. That tells you a lot, that they'd rather protect him than those whistleblowers, because there is a whistleblower act and you're supposed to protect them. But how can they not discipline somebody who threatens people and treats people, you know, like dirt? I mean, this is violence. Should not be taking place, and people should be upset. about this, not about the contracts and all that. They should remove him. I tell you what,
we're going to try and do is we're going to try and get Clint on this week and let him give his side of this. Because
I think there's plenty already, Carl.
What?
I know, but you know what? The investigation says it all. I mean, there shouldn't be no ifs and buts or explanation. Two investigators, two separate ones, actually investigated him for months and months.
Yep.
So there's no excuse. He should be removed immediately.
He still deserves a right to come on the show and defend himself.
The citizens? And what about those people who actually been threatened? What about them?
Well,
what about
if
them?
The
they
people
don't have,
now have a chance. If they believe this and say that, you know, everything you're saying, then I imagine he will not win the election.
I don't think, how do we know he's not going to cheat? He's a hacker. He said he was the guy who was hired to create the software to, you know, to flip the votes. How do we know he's going to be a fair election?
There's going to be lots of observers there.
Well, actually, some.
Are you going to be there as an observer?
No, I already reached out to multiple agencies. They already contacted me. The ACLU's on top of it. They've sent me an email. Secretary of State sent me an email.
Well, then it should be a fair election.
Well, I think what they're going to do is not going to be just watching. They're going to take action on what he's done. And I can't say what they're planning is going to happen, but I'm just. And also the Department of Justice, Mr. Ron Ponte, I reached out to him. So the same guy who reached out to Riverside, the sheriff.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay, Dolores.
Thank you.
You bet. We have reached break time, so we're going to take another break.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. The Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Glock Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health, and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to our website. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
For the best, call Wurst.
There you go. Hey, if you've had problems with your windshield, if it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. Takes it into a climate-controlled garage that he has, and he fixes it and guarantees it for the life of your windshield. Don't take chances. Oh, yeah, I'll just see if I can go. I'm just driving down to I'm just driving to Anderson. Yeah, it'll be fine. I'll wait across your windshield. There you go. No, if you're not sure, take your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. The 3208 South Market Street, or call Jeff at 530-241-8373. Get an appointment. The guy's great. He fixed a crack in my windshield. Lasted 18 years. It lasted 16 years. And I said 18 because I had the truck for going on 18 years. And he fixed it in the first year or two. So I don't know. That's a lot of time.
That is.
And you can, like I said, 530-241-8373. His phone number for Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Okay. I'm going to go over some quick things here. The Secret Service agent that was shot.
Yes.
Definitely shot by the bad guy. There were all types allegations and wondering, oh, gosh, with all those Secret Service guys, they're blasting away. He must have been shot by one of them. No, not one Secret Service agent fired their gun except him, the one that was shot. And they took the guy down, of course, and charging him with everything, as they should. So he was shot by the bad guy. Spirit Airlines.
Yes.
Went out of business, grounding its entire fleet on early Saturday, leaving thousands of Californians scrambling to rebook travel in and out of major airports such as Los Angeles, Burbank, and Orange County. They began an orderly wind down after bailout talks collapsed. Following years of failed mergers, repeated bankruptcies, and rising jet fuel costs. Their idea, I guess, of orderly wind down is just cancel everything.
Yeah, that's orderly.
But, you know, if you'd followed in the news, I don't know if I would have booked with Spirit.
Yeah, that's not a surprise.
I have flown on Spirit before. Rides on time. Yeah, I mean, chairs don't go back.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I've had a couple
they've
of
been in
flights.
Business for 34 years, and it's the first airline to shut down. You know, because of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, others have merged and all these and gone away. Anyway, goodbye, Spirit. Kurt, California Airport, served by Spirit, Los Angeles, Hollywood, and John Wayne. And so don't go to the airport. All Spirit flights are canceled. You need to rebook.
I think certain airlines are giving them discounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And contact your travel agencies. Flights booked with vouchers, credit, or free Spirit points. Refunds will be determined at a later date. And they're not going to help you rebook. But American Airlines, Frontier, JetBlue, Southwest offer support and rescue fares for them. So, they're trying.
Yeah.
All right. The mayor of Seattle. This has got to be my favorite.
Yeah, okay.
This has got to be my favorite. She's a socialist.
Of course.
I mean, she is. She's a socialist. And she said it. Says it. So they're bringing up a tax for people that make $1 million a year or more in the city of Seattle. And this is causing a lot of consternation, even in her own city council. And when somebody said, well, aren't you afraid that people are going to leave because you're going to hit them with this new tax? And she said, and it's beautiful. She looks up and she said, what do you say to them? And she goes, well, bye.
Wow.
And waves. Right after that, Starbucks is moving. Starbucks, founded in Seattle, is now opening a new place in Tennessee with 2,000 employees and moving their headquarters, I think, to Florida. Anyway. Goodbye, Seattle, man. From Starbucks. Yes. And Gavin Newsom, who never saw a tax dollar he didn't love, rub on his face, roll in it, is against the billionaire's tax. He goes, do you realize what you're going to do? Well, the union said, so what?
Yeah.
We want more. We want to stick our noses deeper in that trough. Okay, am I exaggerating? Probably, because that's what I do on the show here. And Newsom is against it. But there's a prop that's going to be there. Now, I'm of two thoughts. I said, don't you understand what this is going to do? We're already in trouble. Well, we're in trouble because we spend. We spend like...
Yeah, a lot.
We spend a lot. And there's different ways of describing how we... But my favorite is, it's Marines that have not... had liberty in 30 days, been paid, and they hit the beaches in Pattaya, Thailand. They're buying stuff that you would never believe, and they're spending it all. But that's our government. We're the fourth largest economy in the world, and we're still 35 billion in the hole. And then they want to chase out the billionaires, which pay. I saw a graph yesterday, and it goes from, people who make $100,000 to people that make, over $1 million.
Yeah.
The percentage that they pay in the taxes, trust me, it's almost all the taxes are paid. In the most elite group, the ones that are making over, $5 million or whatever, they pay the largest percentage. And then it keeps going down. But by the time you hit $100,000, almost all the tax money is in there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, let's just chase those away. Okay.
Doge needs to come to California.
Okay, 13 teenagers were shot in, I think it's Oklahoma, at a pool, not a pool party, but a lake party or something like that. The reason I'm bringing it up is it's a tragedy. Nobody was killed. But they're using the flock cameras in that area to run down the suspects. They shot it up, got in two cars and left. And they're using flock cameras because flock cameras have been brought up about unlawful search and seizure and all those things. But they're using flock cameras and, trying to find, because a flock camera can get you not just a description of the car, but license plates and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So they're using those. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And they have no suspects right now. So, all right. We've run up to our next break. So, when we come back, I want to talk. Alex is working in the film industry. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is.
There's a film being done right here, right now.
Well, it is a shoot at Shasta College. I don't know
We'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Let me roll back into Shakira. When I read it, it said 2 million people, and it said one of her larger concerts. You mean that she's had more?
Oh, yeah.
And now this is down in Rio de Janeiro, and it's free. It's free on the beach. And Lady Gaga was there 1 year. Madonna was there over the last few years. And they get the same kind of people.
Right.
Same amount of people that show up for this thing.
Free concert.
Free concert on the beach. 2 million people. It's hard to even to have a beach that large.
Yeah.
That you can stack people in there like that. My gosh.
And if they, I can't. I would not want to be around that.
I talked to one of the guys. There's a gent that lives here in town that was with a foreigner.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
You know
about.
Who I'm talking about. Linda's recorded a CD over there. And he talked one day. I was just, you know, we were just chatting. And, you know, talked about, you know, gold records on the walls. And I talked about concerts. And he goes, yeah. He says, we were in one in Germany. He said, there was over 60,000 people there.
Wow.
And just 60,000. I said, well, how do you handle that? And he goes, well, he's a runner. And he goes for long runs before concerts. And he says, I go out there. They've got my box marked out and my guitars. He says, I go across the stage and get in there. And then, you know, then we rock. But, it was 60,000. Just thinking of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 million. Okay. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Middleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I'll blame you, maybe. I'll just lay me down right 400 days.
Welcome back. Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. 7:49 in the morning here. It's the 4th of May and about 57 degrees out there. It looks like rain today, my friends. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's proud to serve our Northern California community with the highest standards of patient safety, quality, and care. From emergencies to specialty services, we're here for all of your health care needs because your health is our community's priority. All right, Shasta Regional Medical Center, ShastaRegionalMedical.com. Community gathering is planned tomorrow to honor Indigenous natives who are missing or have been murdered, with the organizers inviting the public to take part. It's Redding Rancheria's second annual Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Walk, in an event intended to bring the community together to honor and uplift the lives of Indigenous women, girls, men, boys, and Two-Spirit relatives. During the evening at 5 p.m., the event will begin with a peaceful awareness rally at Redding City Hall at Cypress Avenue, you know where City Hall is. At 6 p.m., a two-mile prayer walk will happen from the City Hall to Sundial Bridge, and then at 7 p.m., there will be dinner, feather dance group, speakers, and a final view of the bridge as it's lit in red in remembrance. Now, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m. at City Hall, the Redding Rancheria's second annual Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Walk. All right. Now, tell me about this...
The film
you're doing. Yeah, you said
that. Well, I want to shoot. I'm not doing the film. I'm there for the shoot.
No, I know. But you're one of those people whose names is included at the end.
Yeah.
And you know how that started, right?
No, I can't say I do.
Okay. Well, it used to be they'd have just the major things, you know.
Yeah.
Production, costume designers. And that was about it, you know, for, 100 years or more. And then one film was doing it, and they were running short of money. And what they said is, we will put your names in the credits at the end.
Gotcha.
Now, this was
a while ago.
And so they did it, and it became part, I guess, of contracts. That's why your credits at the end can last up to, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So, but everybody's name's in there, from drivers to caterers to,
errand boys.
Yeah, everybody. Assistants to Mr. Carstairs.
And
sometimes they'll have two assistants. Yeah. A hairdresser for Mr. Stallone.
Exactly.
You know, trainers, all this kind of stuff.
Body
They're
doubles.
All in there. So, that's why. Anyway, okay.
So I'm just on set as a PA, production assistant, which is a very broad term, but it pays well. So I'll be there for 4 days.
Starting?
It's by Diamond View. I start tomorrow through Friday.
Okay.
Diamond View Productions out of Sacramento and L.A. They do a lot of branding, so they're going to be at Shasta College.
Mm. Okay.
So we're doing some material,
promotional
material for them.
Well, the Marine Corps was shooting a commercial years ago. I can tell you when. It was in 1988.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. It was in 89. And so we were on the beach with our Marines, and it was out of the 11th MEU, Marine Expeditionary Unit. They had a helicopter flying across as our men were coming in, coming in on the beach. And the guy that was in the helicopter is the one who invented the camera that had the gimbals in it.
Yeah.
And they were flying that. And then it was big time. Hollywood director was there. And I can't remember who it was, but he was well known from what I understand. So Colonel Labuti and I are standing there on the bluff and we're watching this. And they had all these tents and everything around. And this girl comes up and says, "Hey, would you all like some fruit or breakfast or something?" And I'm like, "No, we're fine." I said, "So what do you do?" And she goes, "Well, I'm part of the, production assistant, or, working with caterers and all that." And Now, remember, this was 1989. And I said, does that pay okay? She says, if I worked, you know, all the time, I'd be making $100,000 a year.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is back in 89. And I went, really? And she goes, yeah. She says, but, you know, it's you'll work for 2 or 3 days or 4 days, and then you'll be off for a month, and then you'll get another one.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting to see how, you know, then the costs come, you know, then you start looking at the cost of all this, plus
yeah.
bringing all these people up, the tents, the food, and even though it was only a one-day shoot, even though it turned out to be 2 days, to get everything they wanted.
Yeah.
And, but it was, and we saw the ad later on, the commercial later on, and you would have never known all the little things around
oh, yeah.
to make that thing work.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, the good thing is you get paid what's called a day rate. So,
yeah.
and that's 8 hours.
Yeah.
So if you work more, you get overtime. If you only work 4 hours, you still get paid for the whole day.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons that it's difficult for a big-time studio, or say middle-sized studio, to come up to, like, renting, because we don't have an existing soundstage. We don't
right,
have
right.
the technicians yet. You know, we're trying to grow them that come up because they have to bring everybody. Then you get the travel pay. Then you need to put them someplace. Then they get overtime.
Right.
I mean, it blows the it blows their budget way up.
Yeah. And then when COVID came in, that added another 30%.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Okay, let's see. What else here I have? I think I got most everything.
Did you want to hear about the Trump UFO stuff?
Oh, yeah. Okay, hit that one.
Okay.
We got 3 minutes.
So the very first releases will begin very, very soon. Trump instructed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to begin releasing files related to aliens and extraterrestrial life. And allegedly, that comes this week.
Okay, may the 4th be with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Shasta County recorded an unemployment rate of 5.5% in March, just down over half a percentage point from a year earlier, nearly half a point lower than in February. The labor force grew by about 900 people compared to this time last year. Year-over-year job gains were seen in construction, business services, wholesale trade, and the private education and health sectors. However, it did decline in local government. In transportation, people getting fired everywhere. We are lower than, gosh, a point lower almost than Tehama County, Trinity County, and Siskiyou County. Siskiyou County is up to 8.8%. And the statewide unemployment rate in California was 5.2 compared to 4.3 nationwide. 4.3.
Yeah.
Think about that. Unemployment. Only 4.3.
That's huge.
It is huge. And it's not because of Trump. Anyway. And then, gosh, yeah. You know what hantavirus is?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, this thing is deadly, and it's caused by spread primarily through contact with urine droppings or saliva from infected rodents. It hit a cruise ship in the Atlantic. It's already killed 3 people and sickened more, and they're trying to get anybody that looks sick off the ship and get them into hospitals. It happened aboard the MV Hondius, a cruise ship that departed Argentina about 3 weeks ago on a route through Antarctica and the Falkland Islands before heading toward the Canary Islands. So,
those hantas will get you.
Yeah. Well, hantavirus also is, you'll see it in the desert, because, you know, here in the United States, because of rodents and that. And it gets in the dust. And then when you breathe in the dust, like you go into, either the wind's blowing or you go into, like, an old building, people get it that way, too.
Yeah.
So it's a serious thing. And people, it's not unusual. It's not like, oh gosh, this thing came out of nowhere. No, I mean, this is a continuing thing. So, okay, we're going to take a break from the news. We come back, we have Enjoy the Magazine is going to join us, and we're going to talk about all the great things that are happening in the North State.
I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight, I need you. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Although it just started today, President Trump's Act Freedom is already having an impact. The goal is to get shipping moving again through the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. military has already escorted two U.S.-flagged merchant ships out of the strait. Iran claims to have hit one of those vessels with a missile. That's something U.S. Central Command says is not true.
President Trump says the project aims to assist neutral and innocent countries affected by the Iran war. Iran has rejected it. President also says ongoing discussions with Iran could lead to positive outcomes. A cargo ship near the strait was attacked by a small craft early Sunday, that according to British military. Iran denies the attack, saying a ship was stopped for a documents check.
Correspondent Ken Lorman. At least a dozen people injured a shooting last night at a party in Edmond, Oklahoma. So far, no arrests. An investigation answers a key question about the White House Correspondents' Dinner attack.
Authorities have determined that buckshot from the gun of the man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Association dinner in an attempt to kill President Trump struck a Secret Service agent. That word comes from the federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation. Last week, Jeanine Pirro said there was no evidence the agent was hit by friendly fire during the incident at the Washington Hotel on April 25th. But the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia went beyond that, saying a shot from Cole Allen's weapons hit the officer's bullet-resistant vest. That officer survived. Allen was injured during the attack, but was not shot. I'm Julie Walker.
We don't know why he is hospitalized, but former New York mayor, presidential advisor, and attorney Rudy Giuliani is in critical but stable condition in a hospital in Florida. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof, one great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
European leaders have been meeting amid the ongoing wars in Ukraine and the situation in the Mideast.
The European political community is gathering together to meet here in Yerevan, Armenia. It's still a relatively new format, but its purpose is very similar to the European Union, where leaders of heads of state and government gather together and talk about issues. Now, the EU has 27 members. Here, there are around 50 heads of state and government that meet around the big table to talk about all kinds of issues and conflicts. Speaking of conflicts, the conflict of the U.S. and Iran, well, Iran's border is very close to here, and that'll probably be just one of the many issues that people talk about when they gather around the big table.
Correspondent Mark Carlson. Ukraine has launched a wave of strikes against Russia's oil export infrastructure, hitting a key loading port on the Baltic Sea and several tankers as well. News and analysis, townhall.com. Other states may follow Louisiana, which is now delaying House primaries after the Supreme Court's redistricting ruling, SCOTUS finding the state unlawfully used race when it created a second majority black congressional district, limiting a key element of the Voting Rights Act. Correspondent Laura Winters with reaction from House Speaker Mike Johnson, who is from Louisiana.
Look, the Supreme Court said that in Louisiana's case, it was blatantly unconstitutional. And I think that principle applies probably in other states as well.
House Speaker Mike Johnson encouraging other Republican governors to look into canceling congressional primaries in light of the Supreme Court ruling involving Louisiana. He tells reporters on Capitol Hill.
And I assume that those governors and legislatures are looking at that closely. We want constitutional maps. And I think all states who have unconstitutional maps should look at that very carefully, and I think they should do it before the midterm.
Laura Winters reporting.
The Dow is down 210 points, the NASDAQ 55 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on work release this morning, the 4th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex is here running everything.
He is
Sulu, as we say in Star Trek. And I'm not sure on Star Wars if they had somebody like that.
Maybe Han Solo.
Maybe Hans. Okay, we'll go with Hans for you. So, Hans, National Day.
May the 4th, of course.
May the 4th be with you.
National Star Wars Day and National Orange Juice Day.
Okay. And as we discussed, there were no Star Wars after the original three. As far as I'm concerned, never saw one. I just could not get into Star Wars after seeing those in... When was the first one?
77, I think.
1977.
Wow.
Yeah.
So long ago.
Okay, let's talk weather.
When I was a kid, well, I don't know how old I was in 1977, but my mom worked at an antique store right next to a theater in downtown Santa Barbara, and when I get out of school, I would come to her, and I would have to sit in the antique store, boring. So instead, I would go next door and watch Star Wars, and I did that throughout its entire length that it ran there, and I think I saw it like 75 times.
Well,
in a row.
Alex was saying
almost every day.
He lived in a small town in South Carolina, and they played for a year in that town. Well, people must have just kept coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because it was the first of its kind.
Really?
Yeah.
As a child, excuse me, I'm under the weather. As a child, I used to walk out of the theater and be so depressed. And my mom was like, "What is wrong with you?" And I'm like, "The world isn't Star Wars."
Well, today, a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms before 4 p.m. We've got chance of rain and thunderstorms all through the day and into the evening, my friends. With a high of, let me see, let's just say, well, it doesn't even tell me. Oh, I'm sorry, 65 today, and it's currently about 57. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 73. Now,
after that,
stand by. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all sunny and clear, and summer is approaching. Wednesday, 84. Thursday, 84. Friday, 87. Saturday, 94. And Sunday, 98.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Here it comes.
It always has to come to an end.
And the, I could do this for a while. Hey, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, has been providing outstanding service for close to 30 years. Chuck and Judy Kinney started this business, like I said, close to 30 years ago, and there's three generations of the Kinney family working there. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They're great people. Like I said, they provide outstanding service. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with two of my favorite people, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, and the May 2026 issue is out. When I see it on Facebook, I hit like and I share it.
Thank you.
Every time.
I see that, yes.
Yeah, every time, because I think it's important that people take a look at the magazine. Okay, tell us which issue this is.
236, Nature and Bloom.
Got a little kid there. A little child.
In her Oshkosh-Bagosh.
Yeah.
Of Ralph.
And she is playing with flowers, picking flowers. Who knows what she's doing, but she's having a great time.
I would say she's getting ready to pick one and stick it in her mouth.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Ooh. Tastes good. Okay, this is not fair. It's on your one of your ads, and it says trouble scene, and they blurred the word.
I know, that's cool. I actually was looking at that this whole time we've been talking, going, that's clever.
Is that me, or is that them?
No.
No, it's okay. Anyway, where do you want to start?
We always start, I think, just because we like to point out who are the people in your neighborhood. Carly.
Callie
Brisbane, the president and CEO of the United Way North America. So she's featured this month in What I Enjoy. And I always just try to encourage people to go there. If you're going to go anywhere, learn people who are in our community, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what they do. And, you know, there are people in here that we feature all the time that aren't CEOs of, you know, something big or major, but have really great contributions and unique things that they do within the community. And then they in turn share what they love about living here in our area.
She is from this area. They're both graduates of the Central Valley High School.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And
that's
she
cool.
She does roller derby, and her roller her roller derby name is Grizzly Bear.
that's because she has an anomaly. So in all due respect, she has a very hairy back.
No,
just joking. A grizzly bear.
Oh yes, that'll go over a bit.
She's very cute. I met her, and she's just a doll. She's just a doll. She's very bubbly and sweet, and she has a pretty big job.
You can see her bubbliness just even in her picture.
Yeah.
So anyway, I encourage people to go. And you know what? A lot of people are not always out and about, and you know, you can read the entire magazine in its fullness and online. So if you just go to enjoymagazine.com and look at the latest issue. It'll pop up for you, and you can read it page by page. So if you can't get out to one of our over 600 locations, or roughly that, throughout the North State, you know, most everybody has some type of a electronic device, their phone, laptop.
Too many.
iPad.
I've got all of those. I've got all of those.
I know. We all do.
All those.
You can go out and read the whole magazine and past issues.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. There's something about holding your magazine in my hand.
Oh, for sure.
That, you know, because...
In my opinion, too.
I don't belong to a lot of... I don't have a lot of subscriptions. One is Range Magazine, which I thoroughly enjoy. And they did a survey. Should we go to digital, or should we keep it in... keep it, you know, printed? Which, of course, is a lot more. I mean, it takes a lot of money. And the vast majority of people said, no,
I mean,
keep the magazine. Now, they offer digital at the same time.
Sure.
You can get that.
Yeah.
But there is something about you mark it, you go back, you're reading it. You know, and I love magazines.
And we have a digital version, obviously, too. But we've talked about what would it look like for us as a company to just be fully digital. And every time we come to the conclusion that people still want.
They do.
You know.
I really think we do. That you can hold it.
Or a lot of people do.
Well, it's like books. Mm. I mean, I've got Kindle Unlimited. But it's because I love to read. But and it opens up a lot of books on Kindle Unlimited that, because I don't go down to the library, and I could, because they've got tons
books.
Of books too.
Yeah.
But holding a book is different. I get a chance to have the book.
Yeah. It's weird because it is true. I mean, even with a Kindle, you just kind of are like,
yeah.
And it's something about the book and it being able to open and close and pages and
yeah.
To me, they're easier to read.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, when it's digital, I don't know if it's the screen, even though it's like the Kindle is like that paper stuff screen, it still is weird to my eyes.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Yeah, Judy Maxwell started this business back in 1993, and she's been helping our community ever since. Health insurance, which is huge. You know, some people are signing up for a, you know, an insurance company that doesn't even cover Redding, California. If you're wondering about your health insurance or your life insurance, and you've got it, but maybe you need to have somebody else take a look at it, an expert, a professional, call Judy Maxwell at 530-221-0441. Free review and evaluation of not only your insurance plans, your homeowners, your health insurance, but what about your retirement plans? Two separate sets of professionals there, one for insurance, one for financial management. It is free, and you can get an idea, how are we doing with this, and are there better ways of doing it? Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heartbreaking rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to RedingHomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to ReddingHomes.com. That's Redding, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, Homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org. Everybody calls to say Lions. Whoa, Lions, putting on the riff.
Cool blast, hitting heat, that's the piss. No more fits, no more sweating buckets, no freezing bits. Whoa, Lions, putting on the riff. Everybody. Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
As long as you look like the grocer, why don't you tell us what a grocer does?
Okay.
All right?
Oh, a grocer sells the things you eat.
Oh, I'm just sitting here just chatting away.
I'm like, he's waiting for you.
And, oh.
We're going to listen to the whole episode of who are the people in your neighborhood. Thank you, Alex. I love that you did that.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Here I'm like looking at you like,
PCNR.
Do you really like this? Or what's going on?
No, this sometimes I'm just chit-chatting and talking about, you know, editing magazines.
Yes.
And I edited a magazine once that had a pretty large, not like you all, but and I was constantly amazed that we got everything in there. And, you know, actually, in the stories that kind of ran where they should have, mm-hmm. but oh, there was always something that.
Well, can you imagine? You have hundreds of pages.
Yep.
You have articles that are being written by people outside that have to come in and be proofed.
Oh yeah.
You've got advertisers, you know, that are great, but wait until 30 seconds before the magazine is printed to get the ads in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's so many things that can go wrong.
And they do sometimes.
And they do go wrong.
And they do, yeah.
Or and then things happen with the printer.
Yeah.
Yep, that too.
That has, you know, nothing to do. I mean, they'll produce 100 issues without one problem, and then you'll get one issue with blurred pages.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you have to ask yourself,
what happened?
Well, yeah. What'd you do?
We've had issues also that have shown up for some reason. I mean, for the most part, it's not like every magazine, but all of a sudden we'll be like, have you noticed that this seems like the center page falling out? Or, and
yeah.
They'll be like, yeah, it did in mine too. And you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. We're looking at the 236th issue of Enjoy Magazine. I'm here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. May 2026.
I noticed you have a feature of Voices on Film.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is that up your alley?
It is.
Take it away.
We were talking about that earlier, yeah.
Oh, really?
On film. Yeah, that, you know, he's working on a film project out at Shasta College right now.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, the movie industry in Northern California, that might be, it's going to take some, you have to get with Sabrina and some others, but I don't know if you've had an article about that, but there's a lot of,
there has been
happening.
A lot more, yeah. And there really is, in my belief, honestly, there is no reason why Reading or Shasta County proper shouldn't be a major hub when it comes to shooting films.
Yeah.
And I know there's a million reasons, and I've heard them all because I've talked with many people that are filmmakers, and a lot of it is that just...
We don't have the infrastructure.
The money needed to have a warehouse here that offers the equipment needed by studios so that they don't have to truck
right.
it in and stuff. But, I mean, as far as landscape, within 30 to 60 minutes of Reading, you can almost recreate any place on Earth.
Yeah.
From a jungle to a river to Mars to, I mean, you can
Westerns.
Literally... Yeah. I mean, it's insane, the places
yeah.
that I've been and got. Wow, this looks like you could film The Martian
sure.
here.
There were a few productions that came up here during COVID.
Yep.
Because
yep.
there were less restrictions.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I'm just always blown away that it's like it hasn't really blossomed somehow, and I
yep.
don't know.
It all comes down to money. And
sure.
if you have the infrastructure, if you don't have the infrastructure, they have to bring everybody with them. We talked about
yeah.
this a little bit earlier. And that just bumps their budget into the millions more. And even movies with a $30, $40 million budget, it's too expensive for them. Right. Anyway, okay, we're going back to Enjoy. And where are we now?
We can talk about page 30, the
okay.
McLeod's Historic Dance Hall.
Yeah, that's what I had my page on.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was texting.
Oh.
One more dance.
One more dance. Reimagining McLeod's Historic Dance Hall.
And they're redoing it right now. It was purchased by a couple, and
they were going to tear it down, right?
Yeah, and it's
look at it. It's 14,000 square feet.
Yeah, and
it's huge.
Yes, exactly. And it needs work. I mean, it's still, sure, you know, they're working on it, and but they have opened it up to have a lot of community events in there.
Yeah.
They have used it as a skating rink, and that's been very popular, and so people from all over
Ooh,
will
that's
come.
Cool.
Yeah, like a, just yep. a regular.
So make turn it into like a multifunction hall.
Mm-hmm.
It's great history. It was built in 1906 as the McLeod Opera House and Dance Hall.
Wow.
Not long after the lumber mill opened. It started out as just 5,000 square foot maple dance floor. And then when the Freemasons bought it in 1914, they expanded and put in a kitchen and dining room.
Yeah. Of course they did. Them Masons love to eat.
But they've used it as a dance hall. I know there was just a fundraiser there recently, and it was a big dance that they had. And so, yeah, people are starting to use it, and they're remodeling as they go.
They had dances there that it took 3 hours to clean up the beer bottles.
Yeah.
Where was I?
Yeah, right.
Where was I? You know,
and isn't there don't they put garbage party. Cans out?
Yeah. Yeah.
That picture, though, that opens the – the story
is, beautiful?
Is incredible. It almost yeah. the roof line almost matches the mountain.
It does. It does. It blends
like,
right
it's like
in.
Two mountains. It's almost like they built the roof line to match the mountain behind it.
Huh.
Yep.
Well, yeah, that's a good story.
That's cool.
I like to see that. They had a whiskey and peyote night. That must have been a strange
does it say
evening.
That?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, first page.
Holy.
Yeah, that's when somebody drove the Harley across the dance floor. Imagine that. He thought he was riding a horse.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's crazy town.
You know, how many thousand square feet?
14,000.
14, that's a lot of.
That's a big building.
Mm-hmm.
What they should do is have the largest country western dance in Northern California.
They
should.
Could.
Line dance?
Yeah.
Line dance in a regular.
I wonder what the fire code is. But how many people you could? I mean, you could break it for a short time, so you could fill
they
it.
They probably don't even have fire marshals up there in McLeod. So you could put the mechanical bull in there. Yeah. You could. I mean, come on.
I wonder if it's Ray's Foundation
once a year, and they make enough money to keep it open the rest of the year.
I was going to say, is it on a slab or is it a Ray's Foundation? Yeah. If you put too many people, you might all end up in the basement.
Well. Can't picture that. You might end up there anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Also, we've got a story here, A Day to Shine, and this is the 50th annual Tehama County Special Olympics that is coming up. That, I just think, is really cool. I just love that there's a day that...
Well, also, as part of the Reading Rodeo on the Special Kids Day on May 11th,
yeah,
we have about 150, 200 kids come in for that from the schools. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in and we provide horse rides for them in the sense of we've got a bunch of mounting blocks and we have the horses and then we'll have somebody that leads the horse and they have two outriders along with them. And these kids, it has a profound effect on a lot of these kids.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, and it's not open to the public. So, but I'm just talking about it because it touches all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And last year it was canceled because of the weather and, you know, rain and everything. So everybody's we're all fired up about this.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a week from today down at the rodeo grounds. So
this is the 50th annual Tehama County Special Olympics school-based track and field meet. It's May 5th from 9 a.m. to noon at Spartan Soccer Complex in Red Bluff.
And 2026 is also the 50th anniversary of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. So that's kind of cool. Like,
yeah,
combining both of those, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Okay.
What else do we have going on in here?
Why don't we do this? Let's take a break.
Why don't we?
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my barbershop. I brag about them all the time. It's the only place I go get my haircut. Never had a bad haircut there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. And if you want to find two good barbers, great barbers, Tim and Logan, great guys. They're funny. They give great haircuts. And I can work it on my schedule by making appointments two different ways, calling them at 530-244-9478, or I go to Booksy and go to Cypress Square Barbershop and set up a time. They send me an email on the day of my haircut or text and reminds me. And like I said, never had a bad haircut there. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Subway or Lucky Miller's, if that's what you remember. And we'll be right back with Enjoy the Magazine.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors, the Sierra Pacific Industries, Little Big Whiskey Block Beverage, S&L Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Wow.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBond. It is 8:34 in the morning here on the 4th of May, about 56 degrees out there. Going to go up to 65 and good chances of rain out there. Hey, the Reading Rodeo is quickly approaching. Let's think of like next week. Yes.
It's here.
It's here. And there's still some tickets available. Friday, Saturday night, and maybe even Thursday is sold out. But there are probably still some tickets for Thursday and Wednesday night is Native American Appreciation Night. And that is one great event. Native American dancers out in the rodeo arena, national television, everything. And a world-class rodeo. As you know, Redding's got one of the top rodeos in the nation. And then the Cowboy Channel, because of that, comes out here and stays 4 days and broadcast Redding, California, across the nation and the world. So get your tickets at readingrodeo.com. Don't go anywhere else because you're going to pay more for the same ticket, sometimes three times as much or more. readingrodeo.com. Get your tickets for Wednesday and maybe Thursday. Friday and Saturday sold out. Okay, I'm here with Enjoy the Magazine.
We actually have a page.
Yes, you do.
43 that's called Radio, Talk Rodeo to Me. And it's just a brief little fun thing that's called A Quick Guide to the Language of Rodeo.
Well, last Friday we had I call it Rodeo 101. And we get all the media people out. And we walk them around the arenas, tell them everything, what's going on, what they can do, what they can't. I mean, that's... It's not a lot of things. We can't let them get behind the chutes, but things like what you wear. Mm. If you're going to be out there, you've got to have long sleeve shirts, cowboy hats, if you have them, of course.
Preferred.
Closed shoes.
Yeah, I had to buy some Western wear recently.
Yeah, because.
Who would go to a roading with open toed shoes?
Well, there are people that do that, but those are ones up in the stands, and that's fine. But if you're part of the media. The BRCA is really strict about this. And one of our local rodeos, not us, had a bunch of student journalists show up from Chico in all types of clothing. Mm-hmm. And they heard about it that day. So, I mean, there is a dress code if you're in the media out there. Rest of you, T-shirts, shorts, whatever you want to wear. Anyway, okay.
So it throws some just... Quick little on the single page, you know, rank, rig, spur ride, 8 seconds, stock, draw, shoot, bullfighter, pickup man, mutton busting. So it just gives you some vernacular for the night in case you are completely.
If you hear people talking about slack, what that is when you get 150 people enter, like for the barrel racing, breakaway roping, and tie down. Slack is in the morning, they run everybody through. And if your time's good enough, you can compete that night. So they take the top 10 out of every day that are competing like that. Also helps us control the amount of trailers that are rolling through there because you get 150 participants, you may have 140 trailers. As they come cycling through.
Uh-huh.
So when you hear slack, that's what that means. And you can compete in the morning. If your time is good enough. And
they call
compete,
you. If you don't qualify, they cut the slack.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just. Anyway, we had that Rodeo 101, and about 7 or 8 of our media, local media, was there. So
I was going to say they needed to add the word dead on here. That's what happens after a bull ride.
Dead slack.
You're dead.
when you're watching this, you see guys crawling. They could set the world's record for crawling because they are just trying to get out from the way of the bull, and they're just crawling across the arena as fast as they can. So, anyway, what's next in this wonderful 236th edition?
Well, the Shasta Historical Society's Taste of History is coming up.
Look
this weekend, actually.
That's right.
I see them every day downtown.
Yeah, they're awesome. So I think the Historical Society's doing some really great things. But this is an event they have every year. And it's going to be back at Old Shasta this year on the lawn. And it is just a really fun event. And I think it'll be even better this year. So,
well, they've got reenactors there. The who are the brothers? The Ruggle Brothers.
Ruggle Brothers.
They're going to be there.
Yeah.
They're, you know, alive.
Did it used to be done at Old Shasta?
It used to be done at Old Shasta. And then
I think
since the fires, they moved. They were at the IOF Hall 1 year. They were at the Veterans Hall 1 year.
There used to be a big fair up in Old Shasta, whatever they called it, out on the lawn. I mean, there were thousands of people that were there. Does that still happen?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
You know, it's food, drink, music, conversation. It's going to be. It sounds like a great event.
And
they remodeled the gallows. They're opening those up, so there'll be hangings. Good times for everyone. No matter what you're into.
We talked about when they were on the show about, you know, that there were rumors that because the Ruggle Brothers had so many of the wives and daughters coming in to visit them, bringing them sweets and all types of stuff, that it offended many of the local men. And they said that could have been one of the reasons that the Ruggle Boys were taken out and hung that night. So,
jeez. Wow.
Oh,
jealousy.
Would you like a cupcake? No, because somebody may hang me tonight.
know.
Okay.
So that's Saturday, May 9th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Great article, though.
It's fun. Oh, well, look who's there.
Yeah.
Is that why you pointed it out? Because you're a superstar in the photo?
No.
I'm just kidding.
You know what? And they gave me that picture, and I just threw it in with the rest of them, and I totally forgot about it. There was another one, too, and I thought I pulled that one out, too.
Huh.
But,
you look good as a Jezebel.
Those are fun times.
Good times. That show was great. Was that the one where you guys had to run around like crazy people?
Oh, no, that was at the Historical Society.
Oh, it was? Oh, uh-huh. I thought it was the show that you guys were running around the bar like mad people.
This issue really has a lot to do with nature and flowers and things that are going on during the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things... garden tours,
landscaping.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's cool.
This was the issue where I just had to put my hands down and just said, Rhonda, there must be something for everyone.
Well, I have to say something about the cover because Kara Stewart took that cover, and that is her granddaughter on the cover.
Oh, my gosh, she has a granddaughter?
Yes, and it's her granddaughter who was in Susie Smith's garden, and Susie Smith was... the person that was killed in the
life flight nurse.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Who was very close to Kara. And
I did not know
so
that.
When she sent these pictures for the cover, she said, I don't know if you want to use these. And I said, yeah, they're great. This is perfect. And she said, if you use them, can I write a little something about Susie? Because she was very special to my family and so many people. So Kara does have an ad next to page 53. And talks a little bit about Susie Smith.
And Kara is a very amazing photographer in our community and has shot for us literally almost since the beginning.
Yeah.
We're coming up on 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I never knew who Susie Smith was. You know, of course, you read about, you know, the incident, the horrible accident there. And it wasn't until later that you found out what a huge impact this woman had on our community. I mean, our next door neighbors, he was a life flight pilot, you know, at one point, and she was a nurse, and they knew her really well, and everybody. It just seems like she was an extraordinary woman, and I'm glad she's being remembered.
Yeah, right. I never got to hear the whole story, but like, were there survivors?
There was one survivor.
One,
I think the pilot and she were killed, but. I think there was one. There was three of them on the aircraft.
Okay,
and I think one survived, but I'm not sure. See if you can find something like that, Alex, about that.
And did they ever find out the cause? Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, the video that they have, it looked like it was flying fine, and then it just wasn't.
Yeah. Well,
that kind of stuff just makes me horrified.
Helicopters
are frightening.
Are weird anyway. I don't know.
They don't have wings.
I don't know how many thousands, miles, and hours I have in
helicopters.
Just being flown around. But mm-hmm. we've had some really interesting landings and things not working where we've had to, literally turn around and dump fuel so we get back on the deck of a ship. And it's kind of like there's nothing you can do about it.
So apparently there was one survivor that later died from injuries.
Oh, no. Okay. So they all died. Oh, geez.
Okay.
I thought there was one. Helicopters seem like they should be pretty easy. I mean, a lot of the smaller planes these days.
Seems like they can auto-rotate down, but they still land kind of hard.
Oh, yeah. But parachute. I mean, a lot of the small planes now, like Sirius little jets and stuff, all have parachutes.
Yeah, I have friends.
Probably hard landing, but still.
Well, both of them own a plane that has a big parachute on it. If something goes wrong, it comes out, you're coming down nose first, but you're still coming down a lot slower.
Sure.
So, anyway, I would never like to try it.
No, me neither.
No.
So.
I don't mind jumping with a parachute, and but not if it's in a... I usually leave the plane, which is another stupid thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I investigated a little further. Apparently, yes, there were two survivors.
Two survivors?
The pilot and a paramedic.
Mm. Okay. There were two. All right. So.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Anyway, Susie Smith, hero. Okay, landscaping. Do you landscape, Rhonda? You seem like you'd have like a green thing.
I have a garden. And
I mean like a vegetable garden? Or?
Yes, flowers and vegetables. But my vegetables are in a, a...
Raised planter,
yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, for me, it's defined landscaping and gardening to me are very two different things. I worked as a landscaper for a while for a landscaping company, and when I hear the word landscaping, it means nothing about being in your garden.
Right. I don't do landscaping.
No, Linda asked me, why don't you like to go out there and work in the yard? And did you ever see that movie about the couple that did the Neil Diamond shows? And it had Hugh Jackman in it and
Song Sung Blue.
Song Sung Blue. Oh, uh-huh. If you haven't seen it, well, she is working in her yard and a car comes across and smacks into her. And so that's it's true life. And I just pointed that to Linda and I said, do you remember Song Sung Blue? If I was out in the yard, a car could come. She said, there's no roads around us.
I know what you're saying.
I said, well, yeah, but it could be planes.
In your neighborhood, it could be a plane.
It could be a plane in my neighborhood. Hey, we have to take a quick break. I'm here with Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and we'll come back for our last segment.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family.
choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Redding Rodeo is back. Buck and by the River, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now exclusively at RedingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Total Good Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Redding Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Redding Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit RedingRodeo.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
I was like, did we just fall off the face of the earth? That was weird. I felt almost fell forward into my mic. It was like,
people, yeah. I know. What happens is if it's a second, people are okay. If it's 2 seconds, they start. Their heads turn. If it's 3 seconds, they're reaching for one. Wait a minute, did the sound go off? No, it's because I couldn't say five. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Now,
it's like a cat.
Asphalt Cowboys and the Brenton Rodeo is starting May. The May 2nd one's already been there, Top Hand Dinner. May 4th, today is the golf tournament. Street Dance is the 8th. Quick Draw Contest is the 8th. And they don't have a chili contest anymore.
Oh.
Guess why?
Why? Because I always
the health win. Department.
Oh.
Yep. That's why. Not anybody ever got sick. It's just because the list of regulations you've got to do to have a people eating chili that people bring is just remarkable. And then, of course, Redding Rodeo is having their launch party and dance. That starts at 5 p.m. on May 9th. The mutton busting. 150 kids are going to be riding sheep.
Oh, my gosh.
We filled it up in 12 hours. We opened it up on a Monday, and 12 hours later, it was closed. We had that many kids and parents that wanted to put their kids on a sheep. And that's going to start at 5 to go like 6:30. Then there's going to be sandwiches and music, line dance, and everything. That's on May 9th down at the rodeo grounds.
At one point, we also, too, I remember when my brothers were little, they used to let kids go wild and try to catch greased pigs.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that was hysterical.
What they have now, some of them, they have like 60 kids, and like they turn loose 5 calves.
Oh, okay.
And if you can put the bridle or the halter on the calf, that calf's yours for the FFA.
FFA, yeah.
Yeah. And you talk about bloodshed.
Uh-huh.
Mutton busting is a lot of fun.
You see kids catching the other kids and tying them up so they can't catch them.
Okay. I am here with Wanda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine. Y'all are so in tune with everything that's going on that, I mean, how do you pick these stories, Rhonda?
They pick us.
A lot of times the stories actually get pitched to us. So people send me emails, and that's the best way if you have a story that you think would be a good fit is to email me, enjoyinc rhonda@gmail.com. And so that's how a lot of stories happen. Sometimes I'll look for stories. Yeah. If it's a certain theme that we want, I'll look for stories. And
and then our writers.
The writers also give us ideas.
I had a couple ideas that I pitched to you and actually made in the magazine, the Backcountry Horseman, and they were so proud of that and happy. Oh, what a great article you guys did. And then you've done wonderful stories on the military, and I just tell you how much that's appreciated.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's a big deal. It's a big deal here, especially. So.
That's what's great about our magazine is that you know, it covers everything, but it's really covering the area. It's really showcasing who we are as a community in Northern California, like our lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
And even if it's not really the happiest story, there's usually a silver lining.
Yeah.
So,
it leads you to something that somebody's done in great respect or honoring or, you know.
Yeah, on page 67, Farm Life. What a photo of a goat standing on the chest of its owner, which is so, I mean, these little goats, I could watch little goat reels all day.
Oh my gosh,
goats
they're
are
just,
wild.
They hop. My daughter has goats and they're hoppy. They're so cute. The babies are adorable.
Yeah, in the future. I mean,
they've got amazing personalities.
Yeah, and people are aging out of farms and ranches and their kids because it's a tough life.
Mm-hmm.
You may get the sons and daughters, but it's hard getting the grandkids back to take care of that. So having younger people, they've got programs that are trying to introduce younger people to farming.
Yeah.
You know,
it's also very interesting, this country, as far as like many other countries in the world and what we choose to eat, right? Like we eat, I mean, if you're not a vegetarian or vegan or whatever, I mean, we all indulge in cows and, you know, and stuff like that, but there's not a lot of goat.
Goat stories.
Well, a lot of goat eaten here in the U.S.
Yeah.
And in other countries throughout the world, that is actually their primary source.
Go to Mexico. You can get
the Middle East, whatever. Yeah. But very interesting. Like, I had never really had goat before. And I had a really lovely time meeting the owners of, what's it called? Sizzles. The husband and wife are, one is from like Nigeria and one's from Ethiopia, something like that. Now forgive me for if it's wrong, but you know, their custom is that when you are having a meeting or whatever, they bring food, right? So I had a meeting and they had this big dish that was just gorgeous and they were like, please eat. And so I went in and I mean, it was eating it and I thought, well, this is incredible. I mean, I was
a goat?
Yeah. They told me midway through, you know, and I was really like, it didn't bother me, but I was like, oh, this is, if this is goat, what have I've been missing? You know, cause it was so incredibly good.
Yeah, I've eaten most everything at one point or another.
I'm sure.
If we ever moved from our house to a place that had like, you know, an acre, trust me, there'd be goats on that because Linda loves
them. Well, they're great for landscaping.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're really good at keeping your brush down. I mean, they eat, you know, they'll go into a blackberry. Oh. Yeah, they'll go into a blackberry thicket and clear it.
Mm-hmm.
And poison oak.
Poison oak, too.
And
poison
oak.
And star thistle. They'll eat anything.
Yeah.
But goat cheese is also unbelievable. I love goat cheese. And the other thing is there are a lot of people that can't drink cow's milk, right? And there are people drink goat milk. I've never tried goat milk, but I love goat cheese. But also families that have kids that have Down syndrome, milk does a lot to their sinuses and stuff. And so
lacto intolerance.
Yeah, they will give them goat milk instead as an alternative, and I guess it's really great.
Anyway, this is on page 67, and they have people come out and look at their farm, this family.
Yep. But then we talk about all this, and then you look at the pictures, and you're like, oh. How could you eat one?
they're so cute.
I know.
And Jenna also, my daughter also has pot-belly pigs, and they're so silly. And they bark like dogs.
Pigs are smart. They're very smart. They're
smart
as dogs, if not smarter. But a pot-belly pig, everybody thinks they're little and cute, but no, they get up to 200 pounds.
Yeah.
We've only got a minute left.
Oh, that's a lot of bacon.
That's a lot of bacon.
So a pot-belly pig bacon, is that like... pot belly bacon? Is it small strips?
I have no idea. I don't know. Anyway, Enjoy Magazine.
Small pork chops.
The May issue, 236. Another great issue.
And we barely scratched the surface.
Yep.
No, there's so much more in here.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate coming in and being able to share like this.
Well, we always are happy that you all are here. And on the first Monday of each month, to tell us what to look at in the magazine and then where to go, you know, take a look at the magazine and go to these places. Because these events, when you see them, are happening in May.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that fungus? That was the story? I didn't
know. No, it was about mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Fungus.
Yeah, fungus.
Fungi. Tomorrow,
O2
Staffing will join us and find out the latest of what the state of California is doing to small businesses. Have a great day, everybody. Watch out for the rain, and God bless America.
Depressing.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding, by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.